Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. We're going to get ours, so even if you're lacking a funky bunch, come get yours on this all-new episode as we give it to you, baby. After all, we've been told many times we're pretty fly. I mean, you know the rest. What's up, fans? Welcome to Totally 80s and 90s Recall. If you're new to the show, this is a podcast where we'll take a look at everything the radical decades of the 1980s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. And trust us, it is going to be an awesome ride. For our returning listeners and subscribers, it's hella great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by a man who always watched The X-Files with absolutely no lights on. It is my good friend, Rob.
Scully.
Scully. Yeah.
She was my jam.
She was a doctor, too. Yeah,
that's right. Dr. Scully.
Dr. Scully.
Hey, we want to welcome all of our listeners today that have found themselves in a clumsy relationship. Does your significant other call you Goliath when in fact you wear a David mask? We know you'd like to believe all of this nervousness will pass. All these metaphorical stones that are being thrown between you two are building up a wall in your relationship. I can imagine you're feeling like you've become cumbersome to this world and to your significant other. We know you're hopeful that you can reconcile the past, maybe resurrect those bridges with an ancient glance, but the reality is those bridges have been burnt to the ground. It's confusing, right? One minute you're too heavy, the next you're too light. Sometimes you're too black, sometimes you're too white. Some days you're too wrong, others you're too right. It's today. Nope, it's tonight. Are you too rich? Nope, you're too poor. It's all very cumbersome. Maybe you're feeling like you're wanting, they're wanting you less and you're wanting them more. It's a bitter taste. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know this. There's a balance between these two worlds. In one hand, you've got a world symbolized with an arrow. In the other, you've got a world symbolized with a cross. Regardless of this balance, life can become pretty cumbersome. For what it's worth, your presence with us today is not cumbersome in the slightest, and we're glad that you're here.
No one outside of that band has ever said the word cumbersome that many times in a paragraph before. So, but that's good, especially maybe you're the most cumbersome speaker on a podcast because you are now the king of cumbersome.
That's a fair title and I will take it.
But it's good. That's an insightful opening this week, an insightful hello to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, how's it feel to be back to somewhat normal here? You're on that side again. You got the board. I'm back in charge of the show. All is right with the world, huh, Rob?
I would like to keep it that way.
Yeah, he would like to keep it that way. We're not going to.
I think people would like it that way.
No, I've gotten lots of from our Beverly Hills Cop episode.
Okay.
Our most recent prior to this. People said they like the change up a little bit. So,
I appreciate the
energy that you brought to the beginning, you know, it was great.
Yeah.
So, and then I got to sit back and do the other parts. So,
yeah.
So behind the scenes, I still did, I tried to give you things to, you know, a guide and you still found a way to make it a little weird, but that's okay. So
one might say I found a way to make it cumbersome.
Yeah. Look at that. We didn't even practice that and you tied that right back together. So, well, why don't you, take that cumbersome, throw it to the side. Let's be useful and tell everybody what we're covering for this week's episode.
I don't really know.
I like that.
Yeah, that's but good. We are doing something that you've created. Yes,
that's a creation.
It's a live event.
It is live.
Covering 1990s Billboard charts.
There you go.
But that's all I know.
That's all. That's all you're going to know for now, right? So we're going to dive into, just to make it easy for everyone, we're going to dive into 90s music. We just don't know exactly what yet.
Okay.
So, but in a few minutes.
But you don't even know.
It will be clear. I don't even know. I just have a concept in my head, and we're about to see how that concept's going to play out.
Okay.
So everyone listening, you're about to be, you know, test subjects for this concept.
All right.
Because, we didn't prep for this show. We didn't do anything for it. I know that sounds like we're just not preparing well for you. And people hate when you just fly off the wheel like this. But we're going to do it. We're going to see what happens. So, but we're diving back into the world of 90s music.
Okay.
And 90s music for us, pretty important decade, right?
It's the music.
It's the right? music for us.
I mean, I know we're 90s kids. I mean, we're
80s kids. We're 90s teens / young adults. Yeah. I guess the best
but
way
I think,
to say it.
I think 90s music was the music that we got into, right?
We
were old enough to listen to it or buy it or acquire it. And so,
well, we started making our own decisions in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because as children in the 80s, we were listening to whatever's on the radio.
That's right.
Or whatever our parents were listening to.
That's right.
Or whatever you were picking up at the babysitter's.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so it was in the sky, but we weren't really, you might ask for a tape here or there. But really in the 90s, you start going, oh, I like this band or I like that band.
Right.
And maybe it's not even a band anyone's ever heard of, like some of the bands that you were able to stumble upon from time to time. But yeah, and I think the 90s, not that the 80s didn't do it a lot, but the 90s, you start to have this diverse genres of music. Hip-hop got really big. Mm-hmm. And of course, you had the grunge movement. And we had, regular old pop music and some other types of styles kind of faded away. Mm-hmm. Some of the new wave, some of the glam rock, all that from the 80s kind of faded out.
Country had a resurgence.
Country had a huge push in the 90s. Yeah. So I think that gave us lots of options as we were getting older and getting wiser. Is that
okay. Speak for yourself.
So 90s music, probably important.
Yeah.
Shaping to what the two of us are. Do we credit MC Hammer for shaping us for what we are now?
That's right.
Or maybe, UB40 or let's say Ainie Kamoze.
That's right. Yeah.
Or maybe the Baja Men, how important it was to let the dogs out, right?
Yeah. Or the, Snow.
Snow.
Yeah.
Snow was impactful.
That's right.
Right? Snow taught me that you should not hide drugs up your bum. All right,
I thought he gave all white rappers a chance.
He
said,
chance.
"I could, I can do that."
He. What do they say? He walked so Eminem could run. Right? Is that right?
Nobody's
ever said that. Snow paved the way. Right?
Nobody's ever said.
Let's see who paved the way. Marky Mark.
That's right.
Snow. Maybe House of Pain.
That's right.
Third base.
Wow.
You can't forget about Pop Goes the Weasel,
Pop
right?
Goes the Weasel.
So that's a good one.
Wow.
They walked so Eminem could run, right?
Because that's right.
I think that's the Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
I don't know if Eminem will agree with us on that one. He's listening at home. Yeah. What? Hell no.
Snow doesn't get enough respect for what he did.
Are you sure? Yeah. I think he gets probably exactly the amount of respect he should get because he wrote a song about hiding drugs.
In your bum.
In his bum.
Yeah.
Right? And then the police come in to inspect.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Something about, I think that's what the song's about. Yes. I'm pretty confident because it's, they checked up my bottom or something like that's one of the.
In your boom boom now. Yeah.
Boom boom now.
That's right.
Right? People still don't know the lyrics to that.
I don't know.
I think if you read them online and then went and sang the song, you still forget and just go leaky boom boom. I'm sure he's not saying leaky boom boom.
I don't think that's right.
But I think leaky boom boom is what it is. So,
man.
So, knowing how important 90s music is to us, and our listeners out there, if you're listening to our show, you probably like 90s music as much as we do, whether or not you like all of the ones we pick.
Yeah.
But it's fun to go, oh, that's a bad song or that's a really good song. So we're going to do that again today.
Okay.
We just don't know what.
That's weird.
It's weird.
It feels weird.
Why does it feel weird?
Because I don't do well.
Don't do well.
The people at home are going, they're going to go, that's true.
That's true.
I don't do well with the improvisation.
Why not?
You have a knack for it.
I don't know if it's a knack.
Yes, you're good at it.
No, it's.
I need to plan. And then even then I don't plan.
You're a planner, and you like to have a lot of things written down. And look, no notes today.
I have none.
How does that feel?
I feel naked.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to do with my hands.
That's good. I like it.
I'm holding a pen.
Holding a
pen.
To
give me something to do.
For no reason.
I might cross my arms a few times in this episode. So.
Well, we all expect that. Yeah. So. Well, I think it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out.
All right.
I won't give it a good or bad at this point. We'll just say for now, it's going to turn out.
It'll be
something.
And then
we'll see how it goes. So,
it'll be something.
Well. With that, let's get those Pioneer speakers bumping. And remember, Warren G told us, when you hit the gate and hops on your Schwinn, don't forget to tell the homies, aight then. So with these important words ringing in your ears, let's ride back to the 1990s. right, all you party people, you know that you never want to miss an episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall. And to ensure that doesn't ever happen, because why would it? What do our listeners need to do, Rob?
They need to hit the subscribe button. Oh, and yes, if you haven't done that already, you can share the show with a friend.
Yes, yep, that is important. Sharing with the friend. That's right. Hook up.
Scream it from the mountaintops.
That's it. Okay. Like a family band. that's right. Folks, hook up your besties with our show, and we promise they'll laugh, maybe cry, but in the end have possibly the best time of their lives, because Rob and I ain't leaving till 6 in the morning, with or without women in the living room, and probably, if you were to ask our wives, the without is the better option. So yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. Right? So, all right, Rob, I've made you wait long enough, as well as the fans, most likely. You know, we're, what, 15, 20 minutes into this thing, and nobody knows what we're doing, already. Right? So the topic of our show today, as you illustrated, we're going to talk about Billboard charts in the 90s. And we're doing this as a version of our own live episode. And what I mean by that is our show's always live when we record it, because we do everything. We don't we don't reinsert anything or do anything weird afterward. We go first take every time. But we know the topic. We prepare ahead of time. Like you said, you have notes. Yeah. You feel comfortable. You feel good. Right. But this is a little more live this week because we've had no prep. We're putting our musical choices together on the spot today. You haven't been able to research them. You have no background.
No.
And what that's going to do is that we're going to go with our actual natural reactions to what happens today.
Okay.
Right? So, right. So what we're going to do is we're each going to pick a year from the 90s. So from 1990 to 99, you get to pick a year. And then you get to choose a Billboard chart. Some of these are your options: Hot 100, Alternative Airplay, Mainstream Rock Airplay, Adult Contemporary, or Hot R&B / Hip Hop chart. So you're going to look at the chart and in real time choose 10 songs that you think. Actually, we'll talk about that in a minute. What we're going to do first is we're going to let you, I'll let you go first. You're going to pick a year, and then you're going to tell me your Billboard chart that you want to select from. So that's where we'll start with this.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it's not that crazy. Trust me. It's going to work out great.
I don't like this.
That's good.
At all.
That's kind of why I do like it. So, all right. So Hot 100, Alternative Airplay, Mainstream Rock Airplay, Adult Contemporary, or Hot R&B / Hip Hop are your chart options.
Okay. Don't get mad at me.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
Hot 100.
Hot 100.
Alternative Airplay.
Alternative Airplay.
Mainstream Rock Airplay.
Mainstream rock, okay.
Adult contemporary.
Ugh.
Or hot R&B / hip hop chart.
Hot R&B hip hop.
So you pick a year, you pick a chart. Oh, I'm going to let you go first.
Gosh. In real time?
Yeah, right now.
I do not like this.
No, and you don't get to research it. You get to designate a year and a chart.
Okay, I'm going to do 93.
93, nice.
And I'm going to go... I'm going to get weird. Adult contemporary.
Wow. And put it, write it down.
I want to see what happens.
All right.
There.
So you're doing 93 adult contemporary.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with 96. I'm going to make it easy on my life here. I'm going to go alternative airplay.
Alternative airplay.
Yeah. So 96. Now, the next part of this is, and I'm going to let you decide. Now, there's two ways we can do this. We can, no, don't type on your computer yet, Rob.
I'm trying to find my adult contemporary list.
No, you're not looking at that. No, you got to wait because I haven't even set you free on this thing yet.
So, all right.
There's two ways we can do this. One, I could pull up what you chose, which is 93 adult contemporary.
Yeah.
You pull up mine and then we play the songs off that we think the other person will like.
Yeah.
Or we can pull up the lists we chose and then we actually pick the 10 songs that we like. So I'm going to let you decide what format you want to do it in.
Door number two.
Door number two, where we select off our list.
Yes.
You don't want to leave it up to me.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
All right. So now, like
and
we said.
And we're picking 10.
You're picking 10. So there's no cut line or a thing this week. You're just going to pick 10 songs. And you're going to basically, while we're going back and forth, you're looking at that chart you've selected and you're perusing it in between to have a song ready for the next go. So you've got to select your 10 songs in real time. So you pick one, then you can look for another one. All right.
Where'd you come up with this idea?
I just sit around and I think of weird things. And this is one of the weird things that I thought of, right?
I don't even, okay. I can't even find adult contemporary.
Oh, you can too. Google adult contemporary. We're going to help for those at home. We're going to help him use a computer here today.
Let's see here.
And then you use the, you know, just like you do on the other one, you use the little calendar to find, this is the week we're doing April 9th. Cause that's the debut of this episode, April 9th. So find April 9th, 1993 of your adult contemporary chart. Oh no.
Billboard. Hot Christian songs.
No. Ooh, no. That's not the one you chose.
That's not the one I want. Load more. I'm not seeing them.
Well, go to the Google. Get off the Billboard thing. Mm-hmm. Go to Google and just Google adult Billboard adult contemporary and just see what comes up. This is why it's live, folks. This
there we go.
There you go. And then okay, go to that.
Now we want this week.
You want this week, April 9th, 1993.
And, okay. Yeah.
On your adult contemporary chart.
April, but I want 93.
That is correct.
Wow. This is nutty, man. This is ambitious.
Ambitious.
And I like it.
He says, and I like
April
it.
April 9th.
April 9th.
Oh, man. Wow. There's 100 songs to choose from.
That is
man.
Correct. You get 10.
Ugh. Who's going first?
I have a song queued up because you were taking an hour. So
I didn't take an hour.
I've looked at my adult contemporary chart here, and I have found a first song. So I will start. I'm going to play the song. We'll see if you can figure out what the song is, and then we'll see what you think about it. But I've got 40 songs to choose from. So this is how I'm going to start it out. So
okay.
Are we ready to roll?
I'm ready.
So this is my first song.
Okay. What?
So this is off 96, April 9, 96, Alternative Airplay.
Is this Rancid?
It's not Rancid. I could see how you guess that.
Who is this?
Dang it. You can fade me out now.
Oh, sorry.
Because you're taking a long time to figure it out. All right, so this is Goldfinger with Here in Your Bedroom. All right, so this is number 40 this week is what I can see on the Alternative Airplay chart, and I literally just love this song. So I opened the chart. I went to the bottom because I'm going to go bottom to top. This is the first one I saw because it was number 40, and I just remember, it's new this week, so it's debuting apparently, and I absolutely love this song. I bought this CD because of this song when I was in Japan, and I just think it's awesome. It's got that ska kind of big band type of feel that was coming around in 96, 97. And it's just catchy as heck. It could double as a pop song as it is a punk rock ska type song. So I think it's awesome. So first song I saw.
This.
So what did you think of Here in Your Bedroom? Do you remember it?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the big ska thing. That's why there was all those bands that came. That's why I thought it was Rancid or one of those kind of a punk rocky type.
You're in the ballpark.
I was in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark.
Rancid was way more punk rock. They weren't ska, though.
No.
So I had my people.
They were straight up. Yeah, they were straight up.
No, I clearly remember that song.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
96.
96.
Yeah, my senior year,
man. April 9th. Yeah, you were rocking out at the halls of Milwaukee.
Spring of my, getting ready to.
Getting ready.
Go out into the world.
Go out into the world.
Not a clue what I was doing. So
Not a finger.
So, all right.
Well, that was my number 10.
Wow.
That was my 10th choice.
Okay, that's your 10th choice.
So I'll look around the chart while you play us your 10th choice because I got to come up with another one now. So are you You've had time to prepare. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
That's why this is a live episode, folks. We've put him on the spot. He looks very concerned.
Well,
so he said, "Well, do, 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 do. We used to have a Jeopardy sound. Yes. It would be good right here for you. I feel like we're creating dead air at this point. This is what happens when he's not prepared. He has the dead air." So again, you have the adult contemporary chart for this week, April 9th.
Yes, no, I'm good. I'm good now. We were having some technical issues on our recording side.
All good.
Our video was being weird.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. I am ready.
Yes.
You're going to hate this song.
Oh, well, okay.
But that's why I'm being put on the spot and I don't like it.
It's great.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Definitely adult contemporary. I like adult contemporary.
Yeah, there's some good ones on
But this.
I saw some Peter Cetera on here just skimming. Yeah, I picked a bad. I came in at a bad cue. But this is, this is Sting. Progress. Yes.
Sting. We're all big fans of...
Nobody's a fan of Sting.
People are fans of Sting.
Okay.
He did quite well during his time.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a song called If I Ever Lose My Faith in You.
I know.
Yeah. And it was, what is it? It was number, I don't even know now. But yeah, he's on the list.
He's on the list.
Yeah. I like Sting. Oh, he was number 14. He was number 14 this week in...
That's pretty
good.
In
93. Yeah. I like a good Sting song. I'm not going to lie.
Who doesn't?
I had 10 Sumner's Tales. I had Fields of Gold.
Do you remember listening to this song?
Yes, I do. That's good. I liked it. I like a lot of, I like Sting. I'm going to admit it. I'm just come right out and say I like it.
I'm a Sting fan. Yeah. It reminds me of an Office Space where they're like, I'm a Michael Bolton fan. I celebrate his entire catalog. So that's how that's the energy you're giving off right now.
Yeah. Here's what I don't like about this whole format.
Yes.
I can't put things in the proper order. I need time
there's
to
no
move
order.
Things around.
No, there's no moving.
Okay.
It's as you look.
Okay. So the order we play is not like we're not ranking
it's
them.
It's not. You
okay.
Don't have
okay.
To.
No ranking. Okay. No. That makes me feel better.
It's as you're looking at them, you just select what you think are the best 10 songs.
That's one less thing.
One less thing.
Taken off my list. Okay. Yeah. Good.
But if you were doing a top 10, and 10 is the worst, you started out very good.
Oh, okay. Right?
You started out perfectly because that Sting song should be the worst one.
I agree.
So it's so soft and sappy, man.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
We're having a lot different versions of songs today because
alternative
airplay, you're real soft and sappy on that.
This is
and
true.
And I came in. So.
This is true.
All right. Well, I've got my number 9 song ready.
Okay.
Another one that's, as the kids say, a banger, right?
Oh, I hate it when he's called that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really good.
Oh, yeah. Some of that industrial Nine Inch Nails style.
But it's not Nine Inch Nails.
It's not Nine Inch Nails.
Stabbing Westward.
It is not.
No.
You're 0 for 2 today. Oh, I remember this in Japan a lot. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the band. It was they didn't have a big time.
This reminds
me
of Seven.
From? Aha, that's what it's from. So it's from the movie Seven.
Dang it. What's the name of the band?
Well, you gotta fade me out first. All right, so this is Guilty by Gravity Kills.
That's
all right,
it.
That's the name of the
Gravity
band.
Kills.
We stumped him, folks. So this is another one I had the CD after I saw the movie. Bought the CD for this whole album. And honestly, the rest of the album kind of sounds like that song. They didn't get real unique with the rest of the music. So, but that song kills. It's awesome.
It is.
I love it. Gets me hyped.
I
remember hearing that, downtown Tokyo. Yeah, they would play that in clubs.
Immediately reminds me of Seven.
Seven.
That's the opening credits.
It is.
Yeah. That's right. Spooky movie. Yeah. Great movie.
Spooky movie. That movie will appear on our podcast at some point.
The mix of movie and music Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It takes you right back, right?
Yeah, that was good.
I'm surprised now that you're so excited about that.
Yeah.
When we did our 90s movie songs, that seemed like a prime song for you.
Yeah, and I didn't.
And you just skipped it. skimmed right over it.
Well, I was too busy picking.
Picking really good ones, right? To be fair, I had Beauty. I had Beauty and the Beast over this too. So that's I don't know if that's good.
That's true.
All right. Well, so that was my.
Oh, and I only have 50 songs now that I'm looking. I only have 50. Okay. So that's good.
You don't have to think so much.
All right. All right. I got a good one. But you know what? I'm too busy over here talking.
Yeah. I gave you time to prep.
I know, but I was too busy. Too many things.
Oh
my gosh. Okay. This is my number nine. Number nine is.
Oh man.
I like this song.
Really good.
This is probably one of my favorite REM songs.
It is my favorite REM song. Yeah. Awesome. Adult contemporary, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think my next one, too, is going to shock you. It's on adult contemporary.
I'm interested in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Man on the Moon, REM. It was number 46 this week in 1993.
That's
anyway.
46?
46.
Wow.
Yeah. Then it looks like
barely made it.
It would go to 46 as high as it gets. But that seems wrong. And anyway.
It
seems like it was going to be higher than that. But
anyway, seems like it would be.
Stupid. So Man of the Moon. I like a good REM song. Yeah. And it was from the Man on the Moon. It was
They're singing about Andy Kaufman. Yeah. It's not from the movie.
I think they used it in the movie.
They used it in the movie, but this song came out before the movie did.
This is a true statement.
Yes. I like the part when they sing about playing games. Let's play Twister. Let's play chess. I think 21 checkers and I don't know.
Something in chess or something.
There's lots of stuff going on in there.
Yeah. Love that. No, I love it. I love a good REM song. So there you go.
Doesn't love a good REM song. I like the right good REM song. So you know what? Good choice. And better. Then
it's getting better.
So you did go up even though you weren't trying to.
Yeah, they're getting better.
From my last song, The Guilty from the movie Seven by Gravity Kills, it was number 33. I omitted that it was number 33 on the chart.
That's okay.
That week.
No.
So for this week in 1996. So my next song, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
I think you're going to like this one a lot. This is another... all of these. So I was in Japan in 96.
Okay.
I'm right in the middle of my 2-year tour. Uh-huh. So I'm embedded. Like I'm in the culture, everything, but music's huge. And I remember I went downtown Tokyo because they sold out of it on bass. I went to the Tower Records in Tokyo to get this CD.
Tiny Music.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good CD.
Oh, yeah.
Album.
Very good.
Whatever they want to call it nowadays.
It's a good guitar.
I remember it.
You remember it?
Well, I remember it sounded so different
than their other stuff.
Than their previous stuff. And I was like, at first, I was kind of like, I don't know if I like it. And then the more I listened to it, I really liked it.
All right. Well, this is Big Bang Baby by a very big popular band of the show, Stone Temple Pilots.
That's right.
This is number 2 this week on the Alternative Airplay charts. I'm not going to play you number 1 because we've had number 1 before and you hate it. So, but it's hanging out there. I'll tell you about it later. But number 2 this week is this song. And again, I couldn't wait to get this CD because I was really into rock music at this time, which is why I picked the Alternative Airplay chart here, because in 96, I was really into this kind of music.
And I picked Adult Contemporary.
More than anyone. And you went Adult Contemporary. Because in 93, as a, I think, young sophomore in high school, you were like, you know what? I need some smooth Adult Contemporary.
That's what I needed.
To get me through my day. That's what you needed. So
That would have fit.
Between geography and math, I need some like, John
Peter
Cicada.
Peter Cetera. He's on there. He's on there. He's absolutely on there. Amy Grant on there. Yes.
Well, it's contemporary. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that was my number 8. My number 8 song.
All right, number 8.
So that means number you eight get to choose an
STP.
8 song.
STP. All right. STP. Oh, you're gonna like this one. Also, not one that I.
Oh, really good.
Could you
Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Adult contemporary though.
I mean, listen. It, It does. It has that, right?
Yeah.
You said, eh.
Feels like that should be altered.
I got a lot. I don't think 10 is going to be enough on my particular chart.
Well, and I'm going to struggle. I'm looking at some of them here.
You have to find 10.
Michael Bolton's on here so many times.
I would refrain from using him more than once.
Oh my god!
You go ahead and use him one time. That's all you get.
Yeah, this is Toad the Wet Sprocket. I'm gonna walk on the ocean. They were number 50 this week.
I'm gonna make a rule that you can't repeat artists. So you gotta find 10 unique artists. On 10 this
unique artists. Okay. Yes. So this is Walk on the Ocean. I remember a neighbor kid. Michael Rizzavi.
Oh, yes.
He was a big Toad the Wet Sprocket fan.
Wow. I've never met a big Toad the Wet Sprocket
fan.
He loved them.
He was into them and Collective Soul. He was a very specific type of...
Toad the Wet Sprocket has really good, catchy songs, but I think I've said it on a previous podcast. They always remind me of songs like you'd get that free CD at Starbucks. Like Toad the Wet Sprocket's on that CD. Or it's playing in the background at, you know, that Starbucks or at another kitschy coffee shop.
Yep.
It's Toad the Wet Sprocket. You get that and you get Gin Blossoms. That's because it's safe. It's easy. It's still a little rocking. Makes your life simple, right? So, yeah, that's what I think of that. But I like it. Walk on the ocean.
Yeah. It's got a weird instrument. It's got like mandolins.
You think
and
so?
Yeah, it's got weird.
There's a really good 80s song that it's called Mandolin Rain is what it's called.
Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you speak of mandolins.
He's not on this list. He should be though.
He's not. I don't know how much Bruce was rocking out in 1983, but and back to what I was saying about one artist, but if you do have multiples of Michael Bolton, I would think at some point he would make the 10. But you're free to choose.
Do you know who else is on this list?
Whoever, who?
Michael W. Smith.
Oh, that's not good.
That's your boy.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's not my boy. So, all right. So we're a third into our live episode here because I'm on to number 7. How are you feeling now? You're feeling better than you were before. You still don't have any prep for songs.
My palms are sweaty. I don't like this.
Knees weak?
Yep, I don't like it.
Do you have vomit on your sweater already?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Yep. There it is.
Yep.
You know, I can't remember. I think you mentioned on another podcast. I can't remember where I put my keys sometimes, but all the lyrics to that Eminem song just lose me, just goes right
in. That's right.
Like it's normal conversation. Could you imagine if you're talking to someone at work and they said that, oh, my palms are sweaty. Are your knees weak? Do you have vomit on your sweater already?
Mom's spaghetti. Yep.
Do you think they'd look at you like a psycho or I'd feel good about it? And if they couldn't figure it out, I'd feel like that's a you problem.
Well, it's like
more than a me problem.
Anytime somebody goes, hey, stop.
Stop.
It's either collaborate and listen.
Oh, good.
You know, I always want to go.
In the name of love?
Right? So okay. I want to have some, you know.
You got to have some sort of response.
You're like, what? What does that mean?
Never mind. Well, my 7th song. I'm very excited about this one.
Yes.
Another one of our favorite bands and another album that I had. So far, I've had all these albums.
See what you came to see.
Days of the New?
No. I am very disappointed.
Hold
in
on.
You. No.
Oh.
I'm quite upset. At
this is.
I should have to kick you out of
Alice
the studio.
Alice in Chains.
Oh, okay. Like the fact that you didn't get that on the first try is
Alice in Chains.
A little upset. Oh.
Really? I'm discombobulated over here. It's Alice in Chains. I know
it's
now.
Alice in Chains. You know, everyone else knew it was.
It gave me up.
For you.
My brain is an overload over here. Too many things to do. And on the fly.
On the fly. All right. Well, that is Alice in Chains, as you got on the second try.
Wow.
Heaven Beside You.
Yeah.
Right? So that is another one of those albums that I had. This is off their self-titled album, Alice in Chains. It's the three-legged dog
tripod
picture on the beginning.
Yeah.
So another big album. A lot of good songs on that album. Again, it was a little different than the Dirt. They slowed down a little, some more acoustic stuff, things like that, but a lot of good songs on it.
That was our last one, huh?
It was.
I think so. With Lane Staley.
Staley.
Yeah.
Not last altogether.
No. They're still going.
You never gave your evaluation of that.
Well, anything Alice in Chains does, I like.
They're good?
No, I think they
can do no wrong.
I don't think they can.
It's 96. Do you have any memories of that song? No.
96?
It's just generally in the sky.
Well, and I think we said on an earlier one, I was a late Alice in Chains guy.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to them till later.
All right. I can live with that.
And I am mad that I didn't find them earlier. But but I remember grabbing Dirt. And the one that really got me was Jar of Flies. That was the album that kind of, you know, put me over the top. And
over the top.
Made me go, oh, why did I not listen to them?
I like it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, then that means it's your seventh song.
My seventh song. This has been on one of our charts. I don't remember which one. Oh, you'll be able to tell us because you've got like crazy memory. You've got
we'll be shocked.
Like Rain Man over there.
You can Rain Man.
295.
I'm a really good driver.
Really good driver.
Oh, this is on our 90s listener's choice.
That's what I wanted.
Really good, though. It's Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. This is definitely adult contemporary. Yeah, everything you played so far, nice and easy.
Yeah.
Like, you can put this on and you can write a paper. You could read a book. You could take a nap. It's nice, easy tones. Dulcet tones. Dulcet.
Dulcet. Nobody says dulcet.
I just said it.
I like
this. I got to be honest, when I put the categories that you could pick from out,
yeah,
adult contemporary was not the one I would think that you were going to go to.
I panicked. I panicked.
100% shocked. But it's good. Yeah,
I'll do something.
I like thinking of you sitting around in your jacket, you know, the one with like the elbow pads on it, grading papers.
My
and just relaxing
my
to
smoking
some
smoking jacket.
Yeah, just relaxing to some adult contemporary. grading papers or something like that. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
It's great, you know.
Yeah.
Got an IPA right there on the coffee table.
Friends
right?
asking me to go out. I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
No, I'm busy.
I'm busy.
I'm listening to Michael Bolton.
The dulcet tones of Michael Bolton.
We do like the dulcet tones.
Yes. All right. Yeah, so that's Ordinary World.
Yeah. What number was that this week?
That was Too Many Things.
Too many things.
It was high. Oh, 17. Yeah. 17 this week.
You know what? I don't know if I had said it because I wandered off talking to you about Alice in Chains. Also number 17 was my previous Alice in Chains song.
See?
So we both picked 17 crossover. And 7.
It's kind of like a crossover.
That's our live crossover. Perfect. So, you have anything else for that?
No,
you just wanted to play that song.
I like that song.
You do?
Yeah. I do remember.
Way to expand, Rob.
Yeah, that stayed around for a while because even when I wasn't dating in '93 yet. I was a sophomore.
I knew lots of sophomores that were dating.
Yeah.
Well, we have plenty of listeners that are like, I was dating in junior high. What are we talking about here?
See, I'm the kid that I had a girl in my same class. She asked me to senior prom.
That sounds good.
When I was a junior.
Ooh, nice.
And I turned her down.
Oh,
because
you're busy?
No, because juniors should not go to senior prom.
I'm an
idiot.
That one. I can't help you with that one.
So
now I did not get asked to a senior prom as a junior. I would have. Like, you know, you ever seen a cartoon with like their image in a wall? That would have been me. I'm on my way.
Yeah, no. So I was like, oh, that's against the rules.
You definitely fumbled that one.
And
because I knew freshmen that went to proms, right?
I know.
We had freshman girls
I know.
That the senior boys thought were prom worthy.
I know.
So,
I don't.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah. This song sung around later in high school. I remember it was on a mixtape for a young lady that I was sweet on.
Seems traumatic, so you might want to be careful with that song. So.
All right.
I have perused my list. I am on my number six song, and I really like this song. Another CD. I've literally had all these CDs so far. Another one that I had. It's got a terrible name, and the band's name's not great either, but the song kicks butt.
Oh,
so crazy. They're like Yawn Darn all of a sudden.
This is Goo Goo Dolls.
It is the Goo Goo Dolls. It's not a good name for a band, but we all know it.
Why do I feel this was on a soundtrack or something? No?
I don't know if it's a soundtrack, but it's on a CD.
Is this Dizzy Up the Girl?
It is not.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Very catchy, right?
Yeah.
So this is off, again, not a great name for a soundtrack or a CD. A Boy Named Goo.
That's right. And
it's got the little baby in the hands. So yeah, Boy Named Goo. But this is number 32 this week. Oh. It's on its way down the charts. Looks like it peaked at 9 at some point on the alternative airplay. So, but I love that CD. Their first CD to me, best CD, and or that one, the Boy Named Goo. I owned it. I loved it. I played it all the time. And that song, super catchy.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, I kind of had forgotten about it until I looked at this list. So see what I've done today. I have reinvigorated myself to listen to a song that I haven't listened to in such a long time.
That's right. So. Oh, man. No, I like Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, they're good.
Who doesn't like the Goo Goo Dolls?
They're Goo Goo Dolls. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm... yeah, I'm going on a...
On a what?
I'm going to... I don't know if I remember this song, but I like the artist.
Wait a minute. You're going to play a song you don't know if you know?
I'm doing it.
All right.
Because I think it's the one that I know, but...
You know, that seems like a rock thing to do.
Okay, here we go.
We'll just play that song.
All right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sade.
Yes.
Yeah, we know this one.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Kiss of Life.
You know,
it's coming back to me.
The tone is not much different than Ordinary Love.
Yeah.
Definitely got a similar tone to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you happy with this?
Oh, yeah. I had her best of. I don't think I have it anymore, but
just want to reiterate that you're like, I don't know if I know this song, but I'm going to play it.
Yes. It was a risk.
On the live episode,
I knew it.
He took a risk.
I know.
And he won.
I don't have the same memory you do. You're good. You can remember songs. I have to hear it and go, oh, that's right.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I like Sade.
Jade.
I do.
anyway, oh, that joke can never get old, apparently.
So I picked her.
Picked her.
I saw her on the list. I like her.
I think she's fantastic. I think she's great.
Her backing band. I can't think of what they're called.
Ooh,
but anyway.
It's Sade and Platters? No. Okay.
I don't remember.
The Adus?
She's got a star next to her on the list. What does that mean?
She's a star.
Oh, gains in weekly performance.
She's
moving.
Yeah. She's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, she was number 31 this week.
Ooh.
Last week she was 41. She moved 41 spots.
Yeah. Nice.
She would end up at 31. That doesn't make sense. That seems like that should be higher. Anyway. So that's Sade.
You're not happy.
Kiss
with that.
Of Life.
Kiss of Life.
Yeah.
Maybe the band was the Adus. Sade and the Adus.
I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sade and the Adus.
I don't think that's true. I know what I'm doing next.
Oh, you already saw it. All right. Well, that takes me then, since we're all done with Sade.
Yeah.
I guess that takes me to my number five.
You're number five.
Five.
Yep.
Oh, you're going to love this one, Rob. It's very patriotic.
Ooh. I'm moving to the country. Oh, I like this one. Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by. I love how literal the lyrics are.
You know, he's like he sings like kids' music now. He's called like something baby, Casper Baby Pants or something like that. Right. Shame.
I never thought in my life I would love a song about peaches. But then this comes along and everyone goes, I do like peaches. Yeah,
didn't know I needed a song about peaches.
So this is Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. Number 22 this week. Looks like it got as high as number 8. So it was a top 10 smash. Good old Peaches. So this whole album's great. Another CD that I owned. I'm 5 for 5 now on CDs on this. Airplay chart I picked. This is my chart. Everything great. So, and I've got several songs I'm not even going to play that I'm leaving off that I can see that are great.
I've only owned one on here so far.
They're great. They're what?
I've only owned one.
Only owned one.
Yeah, Sade. Greatest hits. Everything else.
Wait a minute. You didn't own the Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Nope.
What?
Nope. Never had it.
But we talked about how good it was.
I might have had Sting, but I don't think that, unless it was on 10 Sumner's Tales, it's the only one I ever owned.
We can only hope you didn't have it. Yeah. So, all right. So that takes
Peaches.
You.
I think we've talked about this before. Peaches. presidents of the United States of America joined forces with
Can you do it?
Baby Got Back. What's his name?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes. They made a band called Subset.
Yeah, they're both from Seattle.
Yeah. And they were going to do this rap rock crossover thing. It never really hit, but they played in Ellensburg at a little festival. It was called Gust Fest.
Nice.
And probably around 02 or something like that. So yeah. I got to see them play in downtown Ellensburg as downtown. Subset. It was really
was
good.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
I was hoping they'd go kind of bigger and they never did. It fizzled out.
But yeah. That's all right. That feels like a missed opportunity. Yeah,
that's right. So, my number five.
Number five. Your fifth song.
Yes, that's right. This is adult contemporary.
Oh, I like it then. Oh, it's John, baby.
I like this one.
Who doesn't like it? It's John Skinner. This album, man. This is like Valium on a CD. Oh. Do you believe in us, Rob? It's a perfect song. You chose this for the two of us. I like it. This is for the podcast, for you and I. Do you believe in us?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Down.
You know what? I'm going to say.
I remember about this song is that you like John Cicada.
I do like John Cicada.
You like
I do think the Robsters are going to be a little taken aback this week with you playing adult contemporary music. You're like, whoa, what is this?
Are they going to be taken back there? Are they going to go,
Because you have routinely clowned me for adult contemporary music and how it's sappy silly.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of times. I've mentioned it multiple times in the podcast and you've immediately gone.
I have. I've been openly critical.
Openly against it.
Yes,
and you are rocking along with it today. Yeah. So, but go ahead and finish what this is.
No. Oh, yeah. So this is John Cicada number 34 this week.
Cicada?
What is it? Cicada?
Bumbling like a cicada. I don't know. I think that's a bug that flies around.
Yeah, he was 34. Last week he was 30. So he's dropping a little bit.
Dropping like a cicada.
And then he would peak, though, at number 3.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. So he gets pretty high, but no, he's falling.
He gets high?
Oh, yeah. He's even got the little red arrow. He's going down.
Down.
He's going down. Yeah, so this is John Cicada. Yeah, like I said, do you believe in us?
The name I like it.
Yeah. Just remember that you really liked John Cicada.
Yeah.
I remember we'd come on. And
now that you've played it. Yeah. I think you are starting to like the John.
I like it. I think I see a
record in your future for the vinyl collection of John.
No, this Cicada. It's not worth the vinyl. he's on here twice.
I'm Cuban B.
Wow.
Right? He should be. He's good.
Yeah, he's
93 is a big year for him.
Wow.
So you're not going to do much better than 93 for John Cicada.
Man.
I think he was founded by Gloria Estefan.
He was, and she's on this list as well.
Oh, all right.
But
we'll see what you want to do with that.
Yeah.
So, all right. That means I'm at my number 4, right?
Yeah. What do you got?
Let me look. I had 2. I'm stuck between 2. I'm starting to run out here because there's a lot of good ones. I'm going to go with this one. Another CD I owned. We're 6 for 6 now.
Okay.
This is a Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Does anybody not know? Like anyone can't tell Anthony Kiedis immediately.
What album?
I'm
curious.
It's the one with the little girl in red on the front of it.
One Hot Minute or something like that.
I believe that's what
Red Hot Minute or One Hot something like that.
I have unfortunately extracted this song from a best of list, so it doesn't list the actual name of the album.
Is this the part? Did you get it?
No.
What do you got? Right here, where it goes.
I just picked random.
Right here.
I can make it this. Oh, yeah. Have no fear.
I love it.
All right. I think we listened to a lot of this.
Oh, sorry.
I do like it, though.
I love it.
This is Aeroplane, spelled A-E-R-O. Interesting spelling. Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 15 this week. Looks like it's on its way down. Down, Rob. It peaked at number 8. So that's the best it did. But it spent 12 weeks on the chart. So that's pretty good.
I liked this.
I had this album. Love this. It's my favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
I was going to say, I liked this phase of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Like, I liked Californication a lot.
I like Californication a lot. This one's probably my favorite. Yeah. I liked when they redid, I think it was for the Beavis and Butthead Do America movie, but they redid the roller coaster song. Really liked when they redid it. Right. So
I remember the cartoon, the image. Yeah, the video was Beavis and Buttheads on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
There. What are we at?
That was my number four. So that means you should be playing a number four.
Number four.
Aeroplane.
Ooh. The King of Pop has made.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he's made.
How is that feasible?
You remember this one? Get you in the field.
I think it's. God. This is terrible. Even for adult contemporary, this is too contemporary. Like, oh. This is just putting me to sleep. This has Bette Midler vibes.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Come on now.
I'm not happy with this.
Why?
You were cooking. This is. I know it. I just don't love it. I mean, the softness of this is impressive.
It's good. Oh, here it is. There it is. Get a better place. You know it.
So, you as a sophomore in high school, this is what was blaring out of the speakers at home.
Play the world. That's right.
Oh. The King of Pop. Make
it a better place. I'm not happy with that choice. I don't care. I owned it. I pushed play. I can't take it back.
I think you pushed play too fast.
Yep, I got excited. Oh, I get nervous.
Now you got to kill some time because
that's okay.
Don't have a song.
That's
ready.
Okay. I'm looking at. I was worried earlier that I'll run out. Like I won't have enough.
You have 50 songs.
I've got some good ones lined up.
Okay, some good ones.
And I don't know which one to do. This adult contemporary thing's working out all right.
Let me see. My next one, I think I have one here. Looking at the chart, I think I have one. I'm interested that if you'll remember this song.
Okay.
So,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, go. Why I know this one? It was on Guitar Hero.
Wow. I didn't know you're such a Guitar Hero.
Yeah, this is a Guitar Hero song.
I give you a dollar if you can get it.
Give me the first letter of their name.
No.
First letter. Give me the first letter.
S.
It's like Space Hog or Space
Hog.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the song. Yeah, they're Guitar Hero.
Yeah. This is a good one.
Wow, that's a good pick.
Yeah, right?
You got a good playlist going on.
So this is In the Meantime.
Yes.
By one Space Hog. That's an interesting name, by the way. Mm-hmm. So this is at number four this week. And it's going up.
Oh.
But it looks like it's going to peak at two just to ruin everybody's next couple weeks. In case you're looking back at that 96 chart going, I wonder how Space Hog's going to do on that thing. It looks like two's where they're going to plateau. So, I just remember this. Another one of those alternative but radio-friendly style alternative songs. So this could move along in there with maybe some like Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yes.
Or Gin Blossom. Things like that.
One hit wonder, huh?
Yeah. I don't remember a lot more Hog after this, but it is what it is.
Yeah. No, that was good. Very, very representative of 96.
Man, I have... I just have a couple.
You only have two more spots.
I know I have two more spots. No. I have way more, two more songs spots. Than I have two more spots. So we're going to make it work though, Rob.
I got to queue up this live thing.
This live thing's throwing you all for a loop. You had to queue up a song regardless.
I know.
Did you actually research the list or are you just throwing something and throwing a dart at this point?
Oh, no. I had to pick. I'm down to.
Not shit. Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Okay. Ooh. Really good.
Cued it up right at the right spot.
I love this song. Really good, actually.
Yeah.
This is your best song maybe you picked so far. Huh? John Scott is pretty good. Oh. This is the first contemporary. It's got a little rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't know if the house mom that's listening to this was like, oh, hey, whoa, whoa. Trying to do the dishes. Yeah. I can't... Can't go to this.
With her ceramic roosters in the kitchen.
I would say house mom, relevant 90, but nowadays house whomever. I don't want to offend anybody. There's stay-at-home dads, too.
There could be.
There is.
Not very many, but more power to you. Was this Chaka Khan?
You are every woman, Rob.
Yeah, this is Chaka Khan.
I've always said you're every woman.
I had the CD. There we go. There's one there I've had. I did have this one.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
And so did, 500 million other people, or whatever, that bought this album. Anyway.
Yeah, everyone had it.
So this is I'm Every Woman. It is Whitney Houston. It was number 42 this week. It was 43 last week, so it rose a little bit. It would peak at 26.
Look at that.
That doesn't seem right.
Are you confident with that?
It says peak position, 26. It feels like this should have been a number one, but whatever. Anyway, had the CD. I liked it. I liked the old Bodyguard soundtrack.
Yeah, everybody loved that.
Yeah, every great song soundtrack on there was good. Yeah.
Bangers left and right.
Yeah, love it. So yeah.
Love it.
That's
your first one that has a little get up and go to it.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty somber. Like I said, it was like a CD on Valium. But then you threw that in there.
There's not much on this list that's really
No, those are good.
Sends it.
So.
Ooh, but I do have one that I think I might
All right.
All right.
My number two, or this is my, I would say, ninth selection. And I've put it, I don't know what two is, but anyway, so this is the ninth song I'm choosing from. You're going to like this one a lot. This one's going from what you just played to this is a bit of a mood changer.
Mm-hmm. Brain Stew. Love it.
Oh, really good.
Oh.
This album just came out right before I saw these guys live in the Tokyo Dome. And they played this live, and it was awesome. I'm counting shit, but running out. That guitar riff.
Time ticks by. They had a version that was on the Godzilla soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
And it had Godzilla growling, or whatever you call it, roaring at the beginning. On my own, here we go. Oh, love it.
Love it.
I think we talked about it with another band, but they're a band that
three piece
sounds like, it was Nirvana. We were talking about Nirvana. Three piece sounds like five. There are three guys that sound like, you know.
So as Rob alluded to, this is Brain Stew by Green Day. This was number 8 this week, would get as high as number 3. This is off of their album follow-up to Dookie, Insomniac, which I will say I thought was just as Dookie's really good. Insomniac, good follow-up. Like, some people were a little disappointed in it because Dookie was so big.
Yeah.
But there are lots of great songs on here, like Brain Stew. So, and if you peruse that album, there's lots to listen to.
No, I like all this.
But I love that.
It was really good.
And guess what? I am 9 for 9 now.
No, that you own it.
I'm 8 for 9. I did not own the Space Hog album.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one that I own.
Yeah.
But I have owned everything else up to that point. So, that's sense. My 9th song is right. Brain Stew.
Well, let's see. That is a really good choice.
That is really good.
Our list.
Yes.
This playlist, when you put it together, like every other.
Yeah.
You know, yours, mine.
Is something.
Yeah. I don't know that it works, but hey.
It works.
Whatever.
It works perfect.
My number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting down to.
He's getting down.
Yeah. Is.
Oh. Oh, wow.
One of their finest in their catalog of music.
I don't know.
People are going, what is it?
Yo, it's Bon Jovi, right?
Yeah.
It's so bad. I do not like this. Boo.
So good.
The fans are saying boo. Nobody wants sensitive Bon Jovi.
Why?
We just want Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Oh.
I need him with a steel guitar. Sleeping out on the range or whatever he was doing.
Well, he's trying to be a little Bruce Springsteen.
He's trying something.
Yeah. Let's see if we can catch the chorus here. Probably. Oh, here it is. Come on now.
I don't like it. I know what it is. I don't need you to say it.
Roses. You love it.
I know.
All right, that's too much Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it's too much.
That's too much. That's Bon Jovi, Bed of Roses. This week it was 45. It has a little star next to it. It means it's, it was shooting up.
Why you say that like you're Scottish? 45.
45.
Or Irish. I don't even know what accent you're trying to do at that point.
It's a bed of roses. I don't even know.
A bed of roses.
Yeah, he's moving up the chart. They would peak at 45. That's not right. Peak at 45. This is a number one. You got it.
No, this is not a number one.
This is number one with a rocket.
You really believe that?
No.
There's no way this is number one.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Yeah, this is Bed of Roses. John Bonham. I like Bed of Roses. I like John Bonham.
You do like Bon Jovi. Yeah, okay.
Very good. But
I like John Bon Jovi.
I'm also running out of choices, so there you go.
I like John Bon Jovi. I don't like that song. And I don't need sensitive Bon Jovi.
I didn't have time to research any of these. So some of these, I think I will like it, and then I don't know.
Well, you got to do it live. Do it live, Rob. All right. You don't get to, you know, everything in life is handed to you in this easy little platter. Sometimes you're just going to have to make adjustments.
Just make adjustments.
On the fly. So that means I have one choice left.
Wow, make it a good one.
No, before I do my one choice. Yeah, no, I'll do my choice.
All right.
So this song, awesome song, awesome CD that I own. So I go 9 for 10 on CDs that I owned. I think everybody owned this CD. This is not shocking. This would be in the repertoire. And comes from one of the best movies since this is 96. One of the best movies from 1996. In fact, a movie we talked about on our 96 movies countdown, episode 3. Go back and listen to it. And it is I think every human owned this CD, right? If you were alive in the 90s.
Yep.
And you were between 12 and 23.
Yeah.
Something
in
that range.
They got kind of criticized, right? For being post-grunge.
Great song from this. This whole CD kills. I love it. This song, how catchy is this?
Yeah.
I have an interesting story about this song, too. Oh, so good. This is a good rock song.
My favorite song.
I'll challenge anyone.
My favorite song you've picked today.
Really?
Yeah, that's good.
Peaches, man.
Eh.
So,
okay. I mean, it's good, but.
So, this is Machine Head.
Machine
Head. By Bush off of the mega popular album 16 Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was a big Gavin Rosdale fan.
Yeah.
He had good hair.
He did.
All right. So, this was number 6 this week. And this is where it would peak. This is its spot. This is as high as it would go.
What?
Do you remember the movie that it was from, Rob?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nope.
Great movie. Nope. Starred one Mark Wahlberg.
Was it Fear?
It was from Fear. In fact, they play it 3 times during the song, during the movie.
You really like that movie.
A couple times. Oh, it's great.
You're inspired by Mark Wahlberg.
I'm going to take out your daughter, Mr. Walker.
I knew you were going to do that exact line, too.
I wasn't going to do it Mr. until Walker? I saw a Machine Head on there. But
that was really good.
I'll bring it home on time, Mr. Walker. Oh, it's okay. but Fear, Machine Head. But my funny story about this song is this. So this album actually came out in 95, but it's hitting the charts here in 96, it looks like. When I was in basic training, my instructor, who was a big, mean, scary dude, he would play this CD in his office when we were up in the dorm, making our beds or doing whatever nonsense we do in the dorm. He'd be playing this song. And I remember I walked by the office and he stared at me and he goes, "Hey, are you listening to my music?" And I did my thing and I said, "Yes, sir. I like that song." And he goes, "Oh, you do, huh?" He took the CD out and snapped it in half in front of me. He goes, "Then I'm never listening to it again."
Wow.
He said if a puke trainee likes that, then it sucks. And I said, okay. So he was the same guy that asked me when I got there on the night that I showed up, got off the bus. I had a t-shirt on. I forget what it was. But he asked me, "Hey, where'd you get this t-shirt?" And I was like, I didn't remember. So I just spitted something. I was like, "I think I got it at Nordstrom."
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at the other t-head. He goes, "Hey, remind me to go burn down Nordstrom when we're done here." I was like, okay.
Were you like that when you into the rank of?
Yeah, a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, you kind of had to.
You had to?
Kind of the thing. It kind of takes.
Snapping CDs and.
Yeah, snapping necks.
That's right. That's right.
Cashing checks. So, okay. You
is this my last one?
It is. It's your number uno.
All right. I'm going to end with a bang.
Big bang, baby.
All these have been very, what'd you say? You said a very.
Dulcet.
Dulcet tone.
Yeah, they've been soothing.
Yes. This one is like not soothing.
What?
Yes.
All right.
No. This is, she comes in.
She comes in.
Mean. She's angry.
Like a hammer.
That's right.
Oh, God.
This is terrible.
How could you get to me?
Come on now.
This is bad.
Why no now?
I hate it. Yeah. I'm so upset. I really do not like Winona. Why would you play this?
This song resonates with so many people. No one else. I'm glad I picked this list today.
It's a trash. This is a bag of trash right here.
No, it's Winona.
It's Big Winona. I broke away from the Judds. I'm a solo artist now.
That's right. This is the song that propelled her into.
Although she wasn't in the Judds, I think that was stardom. Wasn't it? Oh no, that was her and her mom.
Yeah.
And she broke away from her
the
mom.
The Judds. Yeah.
The Judds.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not me? Yeah.
Why not me? Because no one wants to listen to that. that's why.
Yeah, that was good. Well done. 44 this week. Last week it was 44.
44.
It would peak at 35. It was on the charts for 13 weeks.
Man. That's too much. Yeah.
And then the person right above her, though, Michael Bolton, he was on the chart for 27 weeks.
Valid.
Man. And he picked it number one.
What song? Did he have something you want to play there or something?
To Love Somebody.
Oh, that's a good one. To Love Someone. Yeah. You should have played that.
Yeah. No, didn't like it. I thought Winona would be better.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how'd that turn out for you?
I don't know. So. I don't care.
Well, I'm going to throw you a curveball on the spot here.
Oh, no.
We each get to, I'm just going to throw it in there. Okay. We're going to designate an honorable mention because I found a song here that I think I recognize, like, but I'm going to pull a Rob here and say I don't know if I remember it, but I want to play it and see if I remember it.
Okay.
So we're just going to play it and see. I might not even know it.
Okay. Oh.
He said, oh.
What do I gotta do?
No, hold on.
Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah, I think I do know it.
This is Stabbing Westward?
This is Stabbing Westward. Yeah. Yeah, you got this one.
Yeah. I like this song. Oh, you'll know it.
Yeah. I think I know it. That's why I wanted to play it. I was going to select it in my 10, but I wasn't sure if I remembered it. But I think I remember it. Quiet goes up.
Yeah, it hits hard.
Maybe.
It does. Yeah, the chorus.
It's more like a Nine Inch Nail version.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is why you guessed the other one earlier from 7.
That's right.
You guessed Stabbing Westward. So they're on the same countdown. I do feel like I know this song. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, here it goes.
Yeah, immediately. I know that part. Oh, yeah.
Good pick.
Oh. So this will be my honorable mention. How about we'll say that? Because I have not listened to this song probably since 1996.
Yeah, no, good. So good.
Yeah, I probably haven't listened to that song since 96. So that is a perfect honorable mention for me.
Yeah.
The other one I was about to play, because I know it, I just don't think it's another one I haven't listened to, I think, in a long time. Well, I get two here. I hate My Generation by Cracker. I think I know that. But I'll listen to it another time.
Yeah.
And then Flood by Jars of Clay. I'm pretty sure I know that song too.
They're a Christian band. That's a Christian Christian song. Hey, okay, so do I get one?
Yeah.
Do I get?
Why not?
I'm going to play it because he peaked at number one. And if there's an artist on this list that is adult contemporary,
yes,
we would not be doing him justice by not featuring him on this episode. So here we go.
Give it to me. Is that Kenny? I already know it's Kenny.
Kenny G.
Kenny.
Wow. There's a song called Forever in Love.
That's good. Again, it's just, you know, it's nice. You're at the dentist office.
Yeah.
You're reading a magazine.
You're at
the doctor's office. Wherever you're at. You know, it's more like
nice.
It's the doctor's office where they put you in the room and then he doesn't show up for 45 more minutes. The doctor will be right with you. Where'd he go?
He gives you time to think about what he's doing. Yeah, so this is number 6, Forever in Love, Kenny G. And then last week he was number 5, and then he would peak at number 1.
One. This should be number 1.
Nice.
Oh, this feels good.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's your honorable mention?
That's my honorable mention, yeah.
So, all right, one more curveball for you, Rob.
Oh, boy.
I want us to each... Have you played the number 1 song on your list yet?
I have not.
Did you choose it?
And I didn't.
No, and don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you. I just want to know for this week, April 9th, in 93 for adult contemporary, 96 for alternative airplay. I'm going to play the number 1 song just so people know what was number 1 in 1996 at this time. So are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Okay. Yeah.
So here it is. My number one song. It is a song that's been on our countdowns before. Both a big fan favorite for you and I, Rob. Band that we both are somewhat in love with. The landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. So this is number one this week.
I do not like that.
Our friends from England. You like this song, Rob?
I don't like that. I don't know why I don't like them. If you were to ask me, I said, why don't you like them? I don't know.
They're up in the sky, Rob.
Their songs make no sense.
All right, just a sample. So that's the number one song this week, okay. Champagne Supernova. So, and I did want to revert back a little because we got excited.
Yeah.
Talking about my little honorable mention song there, and I really didn't give it the justice it should. It was What Do I Have to Do? By Stabbing Westward.
Yeah.
And it was at number 11.
Okay.
And again, that's where it would top out. It would die at number 11.
Well, my number one is a song that I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
I don't know, but here we go.
Did you go with Vanessa Williams? I know this song big time. This is Vanessa Williams and Brian McKnight together.
Good job. It is.
Love changes. It's Love Something.
Love Is.
Love Is. There you
go. Job.
I haven't heard it in a long time. Yeah. But I know this one for sure. This is a big dance prom song in old 93. Brian breaks in. You know this song.
Come I don't. On.
How is that possible?
And I like Brian.
This was on the radio quite a bit.
Oh.
There it is. You need to hear the right part of the chorus. Wait till you hear the chorus. You know this. It's sappy for sure, yes. But it's memorable.
There it is.
There it is. You knew it.
I do know this one.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah. This is number one.
Number one.
Number one. Last week is number two. Yeah.
Way better, Winona. This should have been on your initial 10.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a little upset that this wasn't on your initial 10.
I am a little bummed, but I didn't have time to listen to it.
It's not a time. I didn't have time to listen to any of mine either.
No, but you remember these things.
All right.
I don't remember these things.
All right. Well, so that is the top 10 that I picked off of my list.
Yeah.
My Billboard list, Alternative Airplay 96. Those were your top 10 off of your Adult Contemporary 93. Yes. And what do we think? How did it go?
That was nerve-wracking.
Nice.
Stress-inducing.
I like it.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
I like the fact that all your answers lead me to believe that we will do this again in the future.
I'm kidding. I loved it. It was really fun.
It was great. Woo. Well, nope. Not going to fall for that. In fact, next time for all of you listening out there, I might throw up on, the old, Twitter X Facebook page. I may let our fans pick a year and a chart for you, Rob, and then you're going to have to go off of that.
All right. That's fair.
That might be fun.
That's fair.
We might do that for both
of
us.
They can't do any worse than Adult Contemporary.
I thought 9 of your 10 songs and your honorable mention were really good.
Yeah.
Eight of 10. That Sting and that Winona. Oh, no. 7 of 10. That Michael Jackson song wouldn't get it done either.
What about the Bed of Roses?
So 6 of 10. So it's going bad worse. Fast. Yeah. Actually, your playlist sucks. It turns out it's only about half good.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a bag of garbage. I'm sorry, y'all. But hey, I picked what I could in the moment.
Well, what did you think though?
That was fun.
Did you?
I did enjoy it. That was good. I did like it.
I know you didn't get to read your 3 pages of background info on each
band.
And
that's probably better. That's probably for the best.
So what was the best song you picked on your list?
Oh man.
One that you would actually like put on right now and listen to.
R.E.M.
R.E.M.?
Man of the Moon. Yeah.
What's the one that after today's show you wouldn't listen to again?
Michael Jackson.
Winona. Okay.
Yeah. Heal the World.
All right. Yeah. That one was rough. Yeah. Mine's tough, man.
Yours are all really good.
I think I would listen to every one of these songs.
It's a great playlist.
If you told me to pick a favorite, I don't even know that I can. No.
I think the Bush pick was good.
It's good. I really, really like Here in Your Bedroom from Goldfinger, and it was their only real song that I knew real well. So if you told me of the 10 to pick one to listen to, I think I might pick that one.
Yeah,
Allison, and I love all the rest of them.
Yeah, the Allison Chains one was good.
And then the one I wouldn't listen to again, I would listen to all these songs. But if you told me I had to omit one,
I know which
it'd
one
probably
it'll
be the Stabbing Westward song, the honorable mention. Yeah. I'd probably take the What Do I Have to Do out. I like it, but I don't like it as much as any of the others.
I'd take Space Hog out.
Hell no, man. I love that song. Yeah. I love Space Hog. You put a little pepper on it.
I will say again, though.
Yeah.
This song, this playlist, all compiled. Well,
this is what I want. So this is what I'm recommending for the fans out there. If you go to this playlist after the show, try to put them in the order that this goes back to back. I want to go alternative, adult cantor, so that you get the transitions.
Yeah.
Go from dulcet tones to freaking blow your head off.
It's schizophrenic.
I like it. It's kind of like our show. Seems perfect. Seems like a perfect tone for us.
The person in the cubicle next to you is going to hear one song is going to be Gravity Kills.
That'd be so good.
And then it goes to Kenny G.
Kenny G. Oh, that would be fantastic.
And then
that person would just be like,
Bush.
What's going on?
And then Wynonna.
I like it. Yeah, that went, I'm going to skip past Wynonna. Yeah. So he won't have to worry about that one, but that's fine. So I would like to blow that cubicle guy's mind or gal. Whoever's working next to me.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it was fun. I think it was good. I think we'll do it again in the future. I kind of like the on the spot situation.
That was good.
So
well done.
Well done.
On your part for the planning once again.
It was a concept.
You're smart. How it turned I'm out. Not. You're good looking. I'm not very attractive. I'm not
attractive. As long as we got that out of the way. All right, fans, you know what we love, hearing from you. We have a great time interacting with everyone on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you like to call it nowadays, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere you can find us on the internet. Because we're everywhere. Comments on our show and recommendations really help inspire us for future episodes and give us the oomph we need to get up every week and make a new episode, right?
Make a new episode, show,
new version.
To create content, as the young lads say.
Youngins. Yes.
You can also find us at our website, totally80sand90srecall@podbean.com. And finally, feel free to email us at 80s90srecall@gmail.com, where you can ask questions about our current or previous episodes, suggest future show ideas, or simply just say hello. And we really would like some hellos.
We love hellos.
Yeah, we get lonely.
Hello.
So feel free to reach out. Finally, we'd really appreciate a review and 5 stars on Apple or Spotify. It'll only
Are you reading that part?
Oh, no. I want to.
All right.
Did I steal it from you?
I had written some copy.
Ooh, do it. I want to hear your copy. I want to hear your copy.
No, now it's built up too much.
What?
So,
okay. Go for it. I want to hear it.
As Rob said, we really appreciate a review and 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, wherever you can find us. It'll only take a second. Goes a long way to help increase our visibility for the show. We may not be Conan O'Brien or Joe Rogan yet, but they know we're there. I'm sure they keep an eye on our movements every week. They check out the rankings. They know we're moving up and down.
They're getting scared.
And they better watch out. They're going to be like, these guys are good. I think I heard the last time I listened to Conan O'Brien, he said something like that we're a cross between Fergie and Jesus.
Oh, if we got any comment from from Conan O'Brien, I would die.
Die.
That guy's like my idol.
That's the end
of
it, right?
I love that guy.
He is really good.
Man.
So
if he gave us any props, I'd be like, done.
All right. Well, it's time to shut down our first somewhat live episode talking about different songs off of different Billboard charts for this week back in the 1990s. If you enjoyed today's musical selections, and you should have, again, great playlist for a multitude of different kinds of sounds, and you just want to listen to all of them in full, we got you hooked up. We provided playlists for Apple, Spotify, and Amazon in the show notes so you can immerse yourself in the 90s. You know what it feels like, at least from an adult contemporary and alternative version. So finally, we want to thank all of our listeners, whether first-timers or subscribers, for hanging out with Rob and I. Hopefully, we gave you an hour or so of some fun laughs and great nostalgia. And don't forget to tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall every Tuesday. We were always here.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have nothing else to do.
We're better than the mail. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The mail.
So
you can't count on it.
Yeah.
Gosh, am I asking you for homework?
You are.
Yes. What are we doing next time?
All right. Oh, this is a good one.
Ooh.
Old Dave. I'm Dave. Old Dave's getting loud next week with Rob. As we're covering 1990s country music, Volume 2.
Ooh, people liked the first one.
They did like the first one.
They liked it a lot.
And we only scratched the surface of the amount of music from 90s country. So, but we're going to change it up a bit from Volume 1. Little twist. You're going to have to tune in to hear what the twist is. And so y'all come back now. You want to finish that? Y'all come back now.
You hear?
There it is.
There you go.
I like your you hear?
Yeah.
You kind of went with a Savannah accent. You hear?
Yeah.
Savannah's a little more drawn out. Y'all come back now, y'all.
Y'all.
Southern listeners are like, what is going on? This is what we imagine.
Awful.
I saw that. What was that? I think I saw that on an episode of The Office. It was the guy who plays Andy. Ed Helms. He said when he does a Savannah accent, talk like you got molasses in your mouth.
Well, that's one of my favorite bits on SNL right now is the the Southern judge. Oh, that guy's funny.
Anyway, is really good.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, you got any fancy goodbye?
I do not have any fancy goodbyes.
All right.
Peace out.
I panicked.
Like, I panicked.
Three different rock charts.
I panicked.